Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We're talking this week about the history of perfection versus the history of imperfection, taking as our biblical text a few significant verses in Genesis chapter 2. The first man and the first woman started off their lives in pure perfection within the Garden of Eden. But when sin entered that perfection, it instantaneously brought corruption, which resulted in devastating imperfection. Imperfection. I am P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N, that which is not perfect. Therefore, separate and apart from Christ, Adam and Eve are the only two people to ever experience the perfect life. And they are also the first two people to experience the imperfect life. Since then, right up through today, every child is born into imperfection. Therefore, we all have a history of imperfection. Wouldn't you agree? There are certainly many people who outwardly act as if they are perfect. I've met many of them along life's journey, especially when I worked in the marketplace as a businessman in both Boston and again in Hong Kong, China. On the outside, these men and women seem to have it all perfectly together. And if you went up against them, perhaps disagreeing with them on a point they made in a business meeting, well then, who was I to challenge them? As we speak, you could be on your way to work with someone like that. Or that was your day today, dealing with someone who thinks they're just so perfect. But even those folks inwardly know of their own imperfections. The rest of us are willing to admit ours and even talk about them. And if you do not mind me asking, how do you feel about the fact that you are not perfect and you're living in a not perfect world? I'll tell you, this bothers me. I regularly struggle with the reality that I am not perfect. In fact, far, very far from it. This is especially true because I have that same affliction you might have. It's called being perfectionistic. And I admit I like things to be just so. I can be very demanding of myself. And all right, I admit it, I can be demanding of others as well. When I make mistakes, I regret them and dig in, promising to never make that same mistake again. When others make mistakes, I notice and I will them to do better, especially if we work together. But I have been known to be plagued by perfectionism in many ways. For example, I have never met a typo in a document that I have not wanted to quickly correct. Church bulletins are the worst, restaurant menus, and even websites another. People who are not into details rub me the wrong way, as do people who have a carefree attitude about errors they make. So, admitting to my perfectionistic tendencies leads me to really struggle with sin in my life, that inability to live right, to live righteously before God in my own willpower and my own personal competency. I have a history of imperfection. I have to face it. And while it may be easier for you to face it if you are not prone to stress over being perfect, I suggest you also must square off with this truth. You're not perfect. Imagine being Adam and Eve. They knew exactly what it was like to live in perfection pre-sin, and they knew exactly what it was like to live in imperfection post-sin. By the end of their lives, they had a history in both, and what were they to do about it? What are we to do about it? Let's discuss tomorrow when you join me for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.